Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from the W.L. Fraley Studios in beautiful Pismo Beach, California, live from the 805, I'm Jimmy Ray, and this is GenPal Radio. Nation, it is I, Jimmy Ray from Facebook, or to some known at UEW as the Psychotic Jimmy Ray, and you are tuned in once again to the hottest radio show in all of Block Talk Radio in all of the 8 p.m. time slot on Wednesday nights, SenCal Pro Radio. And yes, we've been gone for a little while, have taken, you know, a little hiatus from our normal gig, but, you know, sometimes that's got to happen. Sometimes in news, even the Daily Show goes off the air for, you know, a couple weeks or whatever. So we went off the air for a couple months. It happens. But, you know, it doesn't mean that the world of pro wrestling stops. It doesn't mean that there's nothing going on. In fact, there was so much going on that we had to bring back SenCal Pro Radio. Because of the info, we got to bring you guys here tonight. So before we get started, just want to make sure that you guys know that our next show, Battle Lines, have been drawn. That's right. Battle Lines will be live at the Graduate in San Luis Obispo, September 26th. This is a Saturday. We've moved from our normal gig from Sundays to Saturdays at 3 p.m. You can all thank football season for that. But because of the draw power of SenCal Pro, the Graduate did not want us to be gone during football season and made the honest promise to keep us around so long as we move to Saturdays and kind of do it in the afternoon. But you know what? It doesn't matter when. It only matters where. And that's right. Here on the Central Coast, battle lines have been drawn between SenCal Pro and UEW. If you've been paying attention to SenCal Pro News and the shows leading up to this one, we were invaded at our last show, circled by the ring by a bunch of thugs in UEW shirts. They came in, they beat up the champion, they beat up the announcer, they stole my hat, they stole the belt, made it all the way back to Los Angeles. We decided to take the battle to their home, went back for our belt, went back for my hat. I fought Kyle Wilde in an underground rules match, and despite his and my best efforts, I pulled out the win and victory and reclaimed my hat, which was a little short sell because at the end of the night, Billy Graham decided that he was going to set my hat on fire in front of the front row mafia as somewhat of an example of what cult fiction and UEW is all part of, but that was ill-met as we had won our UEW championship back. That's right, Sledge, the Metalhead Maniac, is the new UEW heavyweight champion and returning it where it belongs to SenCal Pro. But the battle, it would seem, is not over yet between these two companies. There is still a huge war to be fought, and on September 26th, this war has a battleground where battle lines are drawn, friends have been turned enemies, sides have been made between these two. Who will raise the flag in San Luis Obispo after this battle is done? This has gone beyond respect. This has gone beyond bragging rights. This is a straight-up territory battle between two companies vying for the top spot in one of the greatest stages on the Central Coast, right there at the Graduate, San Luis Obispo, 990 Industrial Way. Look it up on Google, and if you haven't been to the Graduate and the first time you're coming to the Graduate is for pro wrestling, I should probably find a grief counseling hotline for you because you've missed some serious dance nights for the last 10 years. But come check out the food, man, the drinks. Just the ambiance of being in San Luis Obispo is certainly embodied at the Graduate. And what better live performance to have at the Graduate than pro wrestling? I mean, people go to see, UFC, those are on screens. You get a good seat, you get a good table, get your food. You're still sitting down watching stuff, from a table on a screen. Not exactly the live performance that you get when you're actually there. Now, not knocking UFC, but, hey, Mandalay Bay is not quite a hop, skip, and a jump when we feel like going to watch UFC. However, Pro wrestling is literally in our front or backyard, depending on where you are in proximity to the grad, and you can come right here and watch live pro wrestling action at one of your favorite places in San Luis Obispo. Does not get any better than that. Well, fans, bringing you back to the show, you know, the SenCal Nation just keeps growing. As we saw, Robbie Phoenix was one of the newest members of the SenCal Nation, as he somewhat showed his true colors at UEW and helped me pick up the win. But, you know, as the SenCal Nation keeps, we keep reaching out, other names, other you know, legacies, as you will, have decided that SenCal is a legitimate stage to come, you know, tell us yay or nay. I don't really know what people's agendas are when they come to the ring, because every time somebody comes to the ring, it just ends up into a fight. You know, somebody talks, somebody gets upset, and people start fighting. I mean, that's pretty much what happens when you get in the ring. So you go to the bar, you know you're going to get drunk. That's kind of why you went. But I had to have something big for you guys. I wanted to make sure that this was going to be a bombshell of a show. So, speaking of bombshell, speaking of gold, I want to make reference to one of my favorite tag teams that I've gotten a chance to know in my short road with pro wrestling. These guys have blown up the tag team circuit. I mean, it is unbelievably impressive, the amount of acclaim, the amount of mention. I see Facebook posts on these guys, Twitter feeds. I mean, they just keep picking up championships. They just keep showing up, show after show, city after city. I mean, they do not sleep. I'm sure they do, but in terms of working, they are hungry. They never get full. It's like they're like a skinny kid that never gets fat, and all he eats are wrestling matches. And, you know, you can't seem to put any weight on little Timmy. No one knows why little Timmy won't grow weight. Because little Timmy's hungry, and we're not talking about little Timmy the tag team. I don't even know who little Timmy is. We're going to stop talking about little Timmy right now. But this tag team is classic. I mean, they embody what the term and word classic truly mean. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Levi Shapiro and Buddy Royal, they are the Classic Connection. Hey, Levi and Buddy, we got you on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Leon.
Jimmy Ray, can you hear me?
I think we got Levi. Who,
hello, can you hear me?
Soundboard, come on, get these guys situated here. Who do we have? Do we have Levi?
This is Levi. Hello.
Perfect. And do we have Buddy?
Jimmy Ray, can you hear me?
Hi, Buddy. Yes, Buddy, we can hear you. Okay, cool. We got a new sound guy. This is his first time and probably his last time for screwing that one up. What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, man, you know, nothing too much. I'm just out here on the loop, you know. I got one of these Bluetooth, these Bluetooths you guys have nowadays. These things right here, man, you know, it's just making it in so I can call in and talk about how me and Buddy are the best tag team west of Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, the Bluetooth, man. It's a lot better than, you know, rocking those rolls of quarters and always having to find a payphone, right? Bluetooth makes that pretty convenient.
Yeah, it's doing all right. You know, I'm just down here. I'm out here on the loop. I'm out here in Ecuador. You know, the mayor of Ecuador, Mr. Litobe, he had me come out to demonstrate how Classic Connection does proper strutting, because they're trying to get all the Ecuadorians up on the strut hype right now, that the Classic Connection is paving the way, as you can say, in the modern age.
Oh, absolutely. You guys are the strut-off champions, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Buddy?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Buddy, you want to let them know? You want to let them know what's up?
Shoot. We're the strut-off champions, the Larry Sweeney, okay? Jackie Fargo, Open Invitational, Cauliflower Alley, 2015 Strut Off Champion. That's the title we are. And we're defending, and we're going to win them again in 2016. That's a fact.
That's right, Jimmy Wade.
Wow.
You might want to bring your camera, because come Cauliflower Alley Club, I believe it's April 12th to the 15th this year, right there at the Gold Coast, mine and Buddy's favorite hotel in Las Vegas, behind the MGM. We're going to strut for 4 days.
Wow, four-day-long strut? That sounds like it couldn't be anything other than the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion.
Isn't that what I just said?
I think so. But, I mean, like, do you mean, like, the entire time you're going to be doing the strut? Like, all 4 days?
I mean, last year, me and Buddy strutted up and down the strip four times, and that was one night, brother.
No, that's a shoot, bro. That's a shoot. Like, on the real, like, we literally, like, we strutted, like, a good portion of those 4 days. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't stop strutting.
Yeah, I mean, at least, I mean, it was, like, it was just, I was, like, strutting in my sleep. I had to calm down. I was having, like, muscle spasms strutting and stuff like that. It was crazy, bro.
Well, wait a minute, though. Isn't the strut off, that's only a short competition that you can more or less, you know, win in one night. It's like everyone sitting at a bar. You don't have to strut the entire day. I mean, you get extra points for strutting longer.
You don't get Jimmy Ray, you don't get it, bro. It's like a way of life. Like, it's hard now. Like, I try not to strut, and I end up strutting. It's hard. It's seriously hard. Like, I'll kind of walk like a little limp, you know. It's just the way I do it, you know what I'm saying?
It's not that we have to strut, Jimmy Ray. It's not that we need to strut. It's that we want to strut. You know, strutting's a way of life. I mean, it's been part of wrestling culture since, who knows, you know, right there, name my trophy, Jackie Fargo, one of the originators of the strut. Larry Sweeney, the man who reinvented and revolutionized the strut. Soon enough, they're going to have to call this the Jackie Fargo-Larry Sweeney Classic Connection. Texarkana Open Invitational Strut Off Championship.
Preach.
You know? I mean, I'm being real. This is just a fact, brother. Just like the fact that we're probably one of the most decorated tag teams on the coast right now.
I'm glad you said that, Levi Shapiro, because, you know, me and Levi Shapiro, we just came back from Tennessee, and I can tell you firsthand right now, Fort Knox is no longer in Tennessee. Fort Knox is with Buddy Roy and Levi Shapiro, because all the gold's around us, homie. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, Jimmy Ray. There's one thing that I've been saying, and that is the Golden State of California. The only reason they're allowed to keep that name is because the Classic Connection resides in California at this moment. And that may not be for too long with the rising stakes and everything. We might just have to slip on into the country and save a little bit of money and collect some more gold.
Well, collecting gold is something you guys are absolutely not, you know, new to. I mean, five championship tag teams between you guys? I mean, is that right? Five now?
Well, Jimmy Ray, you know, gold's in my heritage. That is correct. We are currently holders of five championship belts at this time. Each.
Half. Each. That's
a lot of gold, Jimmy Ray. We got to have at least two more bags to go through customs now. You know,
yeah, I mean, how do you guys even get on the plane?
You know how heavy a bag with 10 championship belts is?
We just had our manager, Donovan Troy, quit like half our loop right now. I mean, it's bad right now. Like he left during the middle of our gold loop. It was too hard to carry our gold. It was too hard. And to keep up with a lot of, you know, our hotels, the rental cars, you know, Avis is hitting us up all the time. They want to give us a sponsorship. Zuba's hitting us up right now, right, Levi? It's just the way it goes, bro.
Well, you guys are certainly,
more money,
you know,
I believe, to quote the great Biggie Smalls, I believe when he said more money, more problems. You know, that's fact, bro.
Well, certainly, I can imagine where the money might be coming from. You guys are really pushing it when it comes to the merchandise. I mean, I have seen your guys' merch tables show after show from Cauliflower Alley, everywhere else. I mean, you guys have some pretty unique stuff that I haven't seen anywhere else.
That's right, Jimmy Ray. We've got a fine line of Classic Connection merchandise, which is available at all times. Feel free just to hit up the Good Brothers, meet myself, Buddy Royal. You know, we'll get it shirts to you. I've got little standout figures made with paper, you know. It took about an hour and a half for me to cut it out, but it's there, you know. We got trading cards and updated 8x10s. We got some more trading cards on the way. New ESPN Classic T-shirts, Coca-Cola, Coke Zero. I mean, hell, we even got a new shirt, man. We got a shirt and a towel combo. You can get your own Classic Connection towel now.
Oh, wow.
Provided that we're outside of our hometown. If we're in our hometown, you don't get that deal. We have to be out of town to get that deal, so we stay at the hotel, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. You know, you gotta make sure you guys are getting, you know, taken care of.
That's right.
You guys, I didn't mean to know. I hear you guys make reference to this all the time. You know, every time I see posts, I hear it. You know, every time I see you guys on, you know, interviews online, I hear the word term used. I got to ask, what is the loop?
The loop is life. Like, the loop is wherever. We're always on the road 24/7. The loop is just going on those roads, winding down 101, the 5, the 88, you know. like all these roads, you know, the one, you know, all the roads, you know, the 27 that takes you from Arizona to Texas, like all these roads, that's the loop. You know, the loop's just everything, you know, it's everything we do every day. You know, we live the loop, the loop's everywhere we go, every other city we go, every other video, every other match.
Yeah. That's right, Buddy Roy. What it is, Jimmy Ray, you got to look back. You know, you look back in the day, obviously, Classic Connection, we're 21st century old school. And if you go old school, you go in the days of the greats, you know, Dick Murdoch, Terry Funk, even throw Manny Fernandez in there. You know, these guys are great guys. They traveled the real loop. And what that loop is was your territory, you know. You say, like, Jeff Jarrett was a Memphis boy, right? Now, Memphis was his main territory, but that's not saying he didn't work Texas. You know, that's not saying maybe he came out to California for a little while or went up to New England or, the you know, New York, something like that. That's a different territory. So when it comes to a different territory, comes a different loop. Now, modern day, those territories aren't around. So what me and myself and Buddy, you know, that's a three-person thing right there. You see what I'm saying? Me and myself and Buddy,
mm-hmm.
We've created the loop, hashtag. The loop. That's a 21st century thing. The hashtag. That's not a pound sign anymore. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
You know what? We're trying to make it a way of life too, Jimmy. Like, what's your loop? Like, everybody got their loop. Everyone got their grind. You know what I'm saying? Like, your loop every day, Jimmy. I know you're hustling, bro. You're Sounds of Bispo, grinding 805, you know, doing it up. You know, everyone has their own loop. You know, we're trying to push that, you know, the loop just, everyone has their own loop. You know, and that's kind of like what Levi said, the day of the territory is done. The way a wrestling, independent wrestler works now is you got to make your own loop. You know, you got to find your loop, you know, and, you know, make a name for yourself out there. And that's what we're trying to do, make a name for ourselves and make our loop, you know. And, you know, we're not going to just wait for somebody to give it to us. We're going to go out there and grab it. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Kind of like a custom territory.
Yeah. Well, you know, just everywhere, bro. We're trying to branch out. I'm trying to get out there and do our thing, you know, west of Mississippi and now beyond.
Suit. It's the size of the United States that fits perfect to tailored form, right?
Oh, yeah. We crossed it, bro. We just, like I mentioned, we were in Tennessee.
Oh, we stepped right over it, and we proved why.
We literally, we went and stepped over that line, bro.
We haven't ventured much after that step, but trust me, it's coming. And let it be known that we're ready.
Oh, that's awesome. We're going to go ahead and take a call here real quick from the 805. You are live on SenCal Pro Radio with the Classic Connection and Jimmy Ray. Who's this?
Yes, this is Jack.
Howdy, Jack. Welcome to the loop, Jack.
You know, I just got a quick question with you guys talking about the loop and going down into the heart of Dixie down in Tennessee. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on the Honor Society's 52 matches in 52 weeks.
Ooh.
But you know what? I mean, I got nothing to respect. You know, I'll give them their just due. You know, I believe they won NorCal Tag Team of the Year, and I'll give them the respect where respect's at. But don't think that we're not going after that same title. Don't think we're not going after that same prestige. We want to be known as the most decorated tag team. And I'll tell you right now, I don't do this to be number two. I do this to be number one. Every day I'm in the gym. Every day I'm out in that ring. Every time between those ropes, everything I do is geared towards being the best. So, yeah, I'll tell you right now, they are recognized as the best in 2015. But going into 2016, I can tell you, me and myself, yeah, there's that three people thing. Me, myself, and Levi Shapiro, we're going to be the best.
Are you sure you can actually surpass that pinnacle of excellence that the Honor Society has brought forward?
Well, you know, you got to give the credit to what these guys, you know, they're the veterans. Those guys have seen Buddy and myself come up in the ranks of the tag team. But they had a little time apart. If I can remember, they split off, did some singles. They've been coming back strong, you know, like Buddy just said, the 2015 Tag Team of the Year. And they've been on a loop just as, I'd say, just as rigorous as Buddy and I. But there's a small thing, and that thing is we are the Classic Connection, and we are 21st century old school. And 2015 was last year, and 2016 is this year. As for the 52 matches, 52 weeks, that's an incredible feat. Maybe at the 57th, the Classic Connection can stop that.
I just threw that number out. I'd like to. If there's any bookers out there, please make sure Honor Society's 57th match in the 57th week is against the Classic Connection, because I'm sending somebody to the hospital.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're listening.
Thank you very much for you guys' time.
Could
you go ahead and take me off now? Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Jack, thanks for calling. Everyone, thank Jack.
That's a good guy.
Thanks for calling in, Jack.
Great guy.
No, I appreciate that.
Well, St. Cal Nation, we're rolling right along here with St. Cal Pro Radio. We're about 10 minutes left till the end of the show. I am here with the Classic Connection, Buddy Royal, and Levi Shapiro. So, guys, I got to ask, you guys have been all over California, seen almost every ring that has a show, except for one. We got a show coming up here on the 26th. What's up? Are you guys going to be involved?
I believe the answer is yeah. We will. We are going to be there September 26th. And you're gonna
you know Jimmy Ray, I hear the graduates got a great meal prepared for Levi Shapiro. My agents called them up a few weeks in advance, made sure that they had some lean fish for me, because I'm coming in at the greatest shape of my life, and I want to make sure that the graduate treats Classic Connection proper. So I'll leave it at that.
And we understand that.
Yeah,
you know the lines. The line has been drawn in the sand, and sides have to be chosen, but we like to keep an ace up our sleeve, and we like to keep that to ourselves for right now.
Well, okay, then. You clearly know that you guys are stepping into the middle of war, then, that you guys had nothing to do with, and there's going to be casualties, to say the least.
You know, Jimmy Ray, I've seen the scum that UEW provides. We've been down in that little shanty of theirs. It's got something to it, you know. It's dirty, it's smelly, but there's history. And if there's one thing the Classic Connection respects, it's history. As for SenCal Pro, you guys have been building your history, so maybe this can just be our experience, and we can choose the better of two evils.
Oh, wow. It's an interesting stance to take, but an understandable one, no less. You know, this is probably the biggest battle that we have seen at SenCal Pro, you know, in our entire history, but our entire history doesn't go back a whole year. But, I mean, this in less than a year, we have already had rival turf try to come in and take what we have tried to put so very craftily together. And clearly there must be something said on both sides. If something at SenCal is big enough for UEW to want to take fold, and clearly if UEW was strong enough to withstand us when we went back and retaliated, these are two monsters on both sides that are going to collide, and there will be a Tokyo somewhere under them that will suffer worse.
That's deep right there, Jimmy Ray. That's deep.
Appreciate that.
Me and Levi Shapiro, some people see a burning building and they scream and run. Me and Levi Shapiro, we see a burning building. We just shred on by. We'll see what's going to happen.
When it comes.
26.
We'll shred on in until the morning, baby. See, Jimmy, let's touch back on that. See, I remember seeing you down around Cauliflower Alley last year. I didn't see you strutting at all, Jimmy Ray. Do you know how to strut?
You know, it's funny you mention that. I was entered in the strut off. I do know how to strut. Believe it or not, I was taught how to strut by Billy Blade 3 years ago at my very first Cauliflower Alley, following him around, him and Sean Casey around with a camera. That was where I learned to strut, and I waited three long years to finally give my strut off. And you know what? My partner didn't show, and so I was immediately disqualified from this year's strut off.
You know, that Sean Casey knows how to strut, I tell you what.
I tell you what,
that Sean Casey, that guy's got strut ability.
He's kind of a forefather. I would call him like the Dan Marino of like strutting.
Marino of strutting. My God. So what's Dom Vitale?
That's a good one. Dom's like a crafty vet. I'd call him like the I'm trying to think of a good one right now.
Can we give him the Brian Bosworth Award?
No, heck no, bro. Dom's like a general, bro. So you got to think about a good quarterback or a backer, you know.
He's like, I'm not too much of a sports guy. You know me.
You know what he's like, bro? Like a Zach Taylor, like a just nasty defensive end that's a captain of the defense, plays for like 13 seasons, just dominant, you know what I'm saying?
Just dominant, rocking it.
I mean, that's dominant.
All right.
Zach Taylor never got, like, he never got, like, a ring or anything like that, so he never got, like, his just due and recognition. But guy's awesome, Zach Taylor. You know, he's played 13 seasons for the Dolphins, Hall of Famer for the Dolphins. Guy's awesome.
What position?
I played DN. Zach Taylor's awesome.
DN.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason Taylor.
Jason, can we go along and say Gabriel Gallo is the Refrigerator Perry of Stratton?
Oh, for sure, bro.
Is that that's a shoot.
That's a shoot. I can see that. He's lighting his toes, bro.
He can go, baby. He can go. You know, you got me thinking about Sean Casey and the amazing strutting ability. I wish to see – by the way, I want to send out a shout-out to Sean Casey. I hope that we do see him soon back in the ring. We do miss the strut. He is a forefather of the strut.
Yeah.
Right, buddy?
Yeah, Jackie Fargo and Larry Sweeney are like the Johnny Unitas and like Bart Starr are like shredding. They're like in the Super Bowl.
I think I kind of nailed it before. You know, Jackie Fargo, one of the originators. Jackie and Don, you got to give Don the credit. Jackie and Don Fargo, they took it and they morphed it. You know, Larry Sweeney, man, revolutionized it, bro. You got to give credit where credit's due, honorary mention. I mean, Dusty, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Dusty was the wild man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you guys are making me wish my partner didn't bail on me, you know, this year, because I bet I could have taken it and won the strut off.
Well, you know, I mean, winning is one thing, Jimmy Ray. Come on, you're not much of a winner now, are you?
Good point.
Next year, there's always a chance, and if you want to be the Classic Connections lackey and hold our towels while we strut, we'll gladly accept you in, and we'll give you some of the pot.
Well, hey, you know, I appreciate that, but I'm gonna put a little more faith in my partner next year that he's going to show up. So, David Brown, if you're out there and you're listening, brother, don't leave me hanging this next year. We're supposed to go into this together. You and me, we're going to win the strut off. Jimmy Ray, David Brown, 2016, I'm calling it now.
Jeez, bro.
Jesus.
Right. Bold claim. Bolder than the Doritos I'm going to eat after this show, let me tell you.
Man, I don't know. You're strutting. Strut with David Brown. It's going to be like two frail skeletons climbing out the grave, brother. Strutting down the bar.
Hey, man, it worked in that one Disney cartoon where Mickey was the magician. So I think we might have something, you know?
So, Jimmy Ray, your hat got caught on fire, huh? That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know what? I like that hat. I like that hat, too, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah. You know, that was a hat that
Buddy Earl is a fan. What was that? It was a fedora, right?
Yeah, the black one. Was the black one?
Yeah, that was the one. Oh, those rotten scum bastards at UEW. Just, you know, they couldn't accept the fact that I beat Kyle Wilde at his own game. They couldn't even accept it. They had to take it one step further after I won. So,
well, you got him back, right? Did you break his glasses? Because, like, that's like, you know, that would be like an eye for an eye. You got his glasses. Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, you know, I decided at the end of the show, you know, Sledge won the championship. Everything was great. Well, I decided to go pick some shit at the audience member who, you know, took my hat from me and gave it to Billy Graham to light on fire. Well, I couldn't exactly touch the audience member. That I understood. Security got in my way. I said, okay, fine. Put my hands up. Grabbed the security guard. Threw the security guard in the audience member. Knocked the audience member on his ass. I said, ha! What do you think? And Todd Loya, I know you're listening. I hope your ass still hurts from when I knocked you down because you're a punk ass for stealing my hat. But that happened. Kyle Wilde decided he's going to come out and, you know, try and save face. And the only face he saw was, you know, this big glass, you know, light tube getting shattered in. Like hit him right across that big ugly face of his. And then they got the better of me and beat me up a little worse with glass. And then I got sort of thrown out of the building and told I can't come back. So, I still won, right? Who wins the win?
Wow.
No? Yeah, when's the wedding, right? So I'm wanna know.
Yeah, that sounds like that quickly escalated.
I was supposed to be done. I already won. They said, okay, you won, you got your hat. Once my hat got taken, I decided, you know what, I'm just gonna go and raise hell at the end of the show because I can and because I was mad, and well, yeah, that's what I get when I don't eat and on the road for too long. And well, yeah, the audience saw the psycho come out in Jimmy Ray. That's for sure.
Wow, Jimmy, you're a hard ass.
Well, you steal my hat.
I'm not gonna mess with you when we go down to the graduate. I tell you what.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, as long as everybody leaves my hat where it's at, it's like Indiana Jones, man. He faced getting his hand crushed by a door just to get that hat back. You know, and that's kind of how I saw Jimmy Ray at UEW. So. Pretty crazy times we live in, guys. You know,
I mean,
with all this clash of companies, this rise of superstars. One thing can certainly be said is that pro wrestling is hot right now. It is unbelievably on fire here in California. And you can't mention pro wrestling and even the tag team division without mentioning the Classic Connection. And to be able to say that we're going to be showcasing the Classic Connection in just a few weeks at Battle Lines when SenCal Pro returns to the grad, absolutely, just it feels like a homecoming, gentlemen. It feels great to have you guys there in any capacity that we're going to have you.
Awesome, Jimmy. I can't wait. I'm going to get back from the stop in Ecuador. It's a little hot out here on the beach, but, you know, we're going to do it right.
Yeah, Ecuador. It's going to be like almost 11 o'clock over there right now.
Yeah, you know, I do it at all hours of the night. I'm a beach man.
Yeah.
I just hit my workout for the day. I'm just kind of sweating it out.
Man, the Ecuador beaches, they're like Vegas. They never close. You know, I'm sure it's like spring break all the time there.
Well, you know, I've been strutting for about a day straight now, so, you know, I got to take a load off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I tried to get Buddy Royal on the tour, but he was a big-timer. You know, he said he had another booking already.
No, Levi's a selfish. He's just selfish because what I'm doing, he's doing trying to get money off the thing. What he doesn't know, what I'm doing here in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, is I'm actually, you know, doing a youth clinic on strutting. Yeah.
That's
a
right.
Youth clinic. You know, and this is for the kids and the children, you know, and a little bit of the single moms. But at the same time, this is for the kids.
See,
you know,
there's always that little side. There's always that little side to Buddy Royal.
What little side? I told you, I'm doing a youth clinic, strut. You know, I'm gonna do a seminar, how to strut, how to better your life, how to stay out the street. It's gonna be positive. You know, I'm gonna give them T-shirts. It's gonna be awesome.
Hey, you gotta keep that PMA, Daddy. You gotta keep it up.
Oh yeah, dude, keep PMA all day.
That's right.
That's right.
Ray,
that positive mental attitude.
Now, see, Buddy Royal being a good man. Now, I probably would have gone to the seminar with him. You know, Buddy's got his own style. He's a little wild with the strut. You know, he gets a little wiggled. So he's going to go out there and teach the kids. And I'm all for that, good brother. I'm down. I'm out here making waves in Ecuador. Hey, man, I just wrestled in the dome in front of 3,000, man. Abby went crazy. I'm just saying, man, we worked the stomach claw for 4 minutes.
Sorry, you know, I'm just trying to do, you know, twice a week. You know, I try to get, you know, I try to do something for the positive for the community here, you know, for these strut clinics. And, we do some things on the side on the weekends too. You know, when I'm traveling wrestling, you know, the youth clinics, you know, they're, you know, helping stuff the community, you know, keeping the streets clean, you know, people garbage and stuff.
They're good,
but, you know, I'm trying to feel like, you know, I try to better myself, you know, unlike Levi over here.
Man.
Teaching kids to strut, man. That's like, you know, there's a lot of things kids need to learn today. I'd say, like, I would put, like, you know, health, you know, like physical education, nutrition, and then strutting. I really would put strut at the top of that list.
It really brings out character, Jimmy. You should try a little bit more. You might, you know.
You know, do something nice for someone that doesn't expect it. You know what I'm saying? JR always says that, you know.
That's right.
You know, good old JR, you know. Never know what you return, you know what I'm saying?
I think if the world could just take a minute and strut, society might be a better place.
That's right. I mean, true. You know, Classic Connection, we get deemed as bad guys. Honestly, we just stick up for our own opinions, you know. There's a lot of idiots in the world. But if you look deep down in our hearts, man, Buddy Royal just said it right there. He's teaching kids. He's teaching a clinic.
That's for troubled youth right there, baby. Robbinsdale, Minnesota is no joke. I mean, I'm out here in Ecuador, though. You know, Buddy Royal missing out. Man, it's a good time. I can't. But the fact is, I'm going to get back in the States. Me and Buddy, we're going to go hit up Venice Beach. We're going to go hit up the Mecca, Gold's Gym. Going to get in some workouts. We're going to come in looking in the best shape of our careers. And if we come into the graduate and we're ready to wrestle, which we always are, we're going to prove why we're the greatest tag team going today. And that's a fact,
wow.
Right?
That is, you know, that is, I'm glad you said that. I just got word from the commission's office right now. You two will be facing Lee Perfetto and J.J. King, the perfect kings. Hot off the press, gentlemen.
That's hot.
What are your thoughts?
Hot off the press. Well, I mean, you talk about tag team wrestling nowadays, you know. A lot of tag teams have popped up over Northern California, Southern California. I mean, California as a whole. Those kids are they got fire. I'll give them that. They're hungry. They got something to prove, but they ain't going to prove it against us. Right, buddy?
Yeah, they're trying to knock us off the top. You know, but that ain't going to happen because we know all the tricks and trails at the top of the mountain because we've been staring down it a long time. And it ain't going to change. We're at the top of the mountain. We're at the top of our game. And, you know, we're going to keep on doing what we do best. Keep on going through that loop and just keep on, you know, gaining victories every we go. You know, I hate to break it to them, but all they are to us is just another stop on that loop.
Just another stop on the illustrious cycle that is known as the loop. And, you know, gentlemen, the Perfect Kings, it is no secret that they raise and carry the banner proudly for SanCal Pro. Now, although I know the Classic Connection is not there in official capacity to represent UEW, I would think that the Classic Connection, given your guys' reputation, you guys are there representing yourselves, I guess I'd have to say.
Well, we're representing the five championships for the companies that we are. Now, if SanCal Pro maybe had some tag team championship titles, maybe we might be representing those. But for right now, maybe you're right, Jimmy Ray. We're going to come in and represent ourselves. We're going to represent the National Wrestling Alliance, and we're going to represent the Loop.
Absolutely impressive to have NWA representation at a SanCal Pro show. You know, it doesn't get any higher in our business than the NWA, and it's unbelievable praise to even be in one of their matches. And the fact that you guys are NWA Tag Team Champions, I mean, that really solidifies the fact that your journey over the last 2 years as the Classic Connection, well, it was a fruitful one, to say the least.
Yeah, Jimmy Ray, you know, I've talked with Buddy, and we've established that, you know, the NWA of the golden years isn't around anymore. This is a new NWA, you know. And it's not just going to be all golden right off the back, you know. I mean, did Sam Mushnick have a golden NWA at his hands when he started promoting? No, it took many years. It took a long history that evolved into what it was, you know, evolved into the National Wrestling Alliance, the number one sports organization in the world, you know. And after the WWE came in and pretty much dismantled what it was, which was the territories, It's a whole new thing nowadays. They're trying to do exactly what me and Buddy are trying to do. They're trying to promote good wrestling in the modern era. And for me and Buddy, that's the 21st century old school way.
Yeah, man. I mean, the new NWA, man, what they're doing right and doing a great job of Bruce Starr, man, and all his, you know, people that, you know, advise him and doing well for the company. What they do well is they accept the past, and they're bringing the past back, like with NWAClassics.com. You can check that out.
Oh, it's,
you know,
great.
$10 a month, I think it is, and it's just awesome, you know. And they're accepting old-school tag teams like ourselves, the Classic Connection. And, you know, and that's what we're all about, you know, doing it the old-school way, what's old is new again, you know, paying homage to those who came before us and taking it to that next level with a little new-school flair, 21st century old-school.
NWA Classics, available for streaming. That, you know, it just goes to show the draw power of pro wrestling in its entire illustrious history to be able to go from where it came to where it is now, that people still care about where it was, because where it was is where it's going to be again, according to what you just said.
That's right, baby.
Well, gentlemen, the show is wrapping up here, and I do appreciate you guys being on. Although we're going to see you on September 26th live at the Graduate for SenCal Pro, where else can our fans catch you guys? Where else can wrestling fans as a whole see you guys in the upcoming month?
Well, you know, this Friday we're going to be actually in Santa Maria, California, for at the Radisson for Vendetta Pro Wrestling, an NWA affiliate. We'll be defending our NWA Western States Tag Team Championships there. The following evening, we're going to be defending our PCW Tag Team Championships in Northern California in Oroville. Following that, we'll be with you guys September 26th. Following that, you know, we got a couple of dates lined up in October, many places. So I know off the top of my head, I can't think of all of them in October right now, but, I'm going to be in NorCal. I know that would be everywhere, bouncing around everywhere. So, you know, hopefully you see me in a place near you.
So people definitely can follow you guys on Facebook or Twitter. Definitely they can get all the up-to-date info on where you guys are going to be, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. If you hit us up on, we have our Classic Connection page. Make sure you give us a like at Facebook, at Classic Connection. Twitter, you can find me at Buddy Royal.
At Levi Shapiro. Instagram also, yo.
Yeah, Instagram, at Ace Buddy Royal for Instagram.
Also, I'm trying to get the Periscope popping, so Levi Shapiro on the Periscope. We'll go live when we hit the loop this Friday on the road to the loop.
Wow, the live feed. I've heard about that Periscope thing. That's pretty cool. You're doing a live feed now?
Yeah, it's pretty new. It's just like this Bluetooth thing. I'm still trying to figure it out, but it looks pretty interesting. It's just going to be us in the car shooting the shiznits.
October
4th, I believe, or October 3rd, the first Sunday of October, we're going to be up in Chico, California. We're going to be taking on the Honor Society, actually. So we're going to be seeing those guys. And, much respect to them. They're the best tag team right now in Northern California 2015. But be rest assured that we're going to be going for that same title in 2016, and we're going to prove it at GGP the first Sunday of October.
That's right, and their 77th match in the 77th weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was trying in my head to figure out, which week was this technically? This would be match 70, carry the 8. I'm terrible.
Yeah, well, also we'll be at Lucha Extreme. We're going to be there at Lucha Extreme at the Fresno Fair. You can find us there on the following weekend off after the October 3rd, October 4th weekend. We're going to be in October 10th, October 11th, October 12th. For Lucha Extreme for the Fresno Fair. So be sure to catch us there as well.
And all over California, the Classic Connection. You can see them pretty much at every show. That is awesome, guys.
That's right. Also, if there's any promoters out there, if they're looking to book the Classic Connection, feel free to hit us up on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Periscope, or the good old email, 21stcenturyoldschool@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Well, the show is just about over. Ladies and gentlemen, SenCal Nation, thank you guys for giving us your attention once again here tonight. If you guys still want tickets to the upcoming show to see the Classic Connection make their SenCal Pro debut on September 26th, go to SenCalPro.BrownPaperTickets.com. You can order tickets right now. You can check out all of our local ticket locations, the law offices of Dennis James Balsamo, and Traditional Tattoo. You can get your tickets in hard copy if you don't trust these electronic means. If you want more information on how you can train to become the next, I won't say you'll be the next champion, but if you let me manage you, you'll definitely be the next champion. I'll say that right now. But if you ever had any aspirations of being a pro wrestler, you want to see what these guys do, you really want to see what these guys do, you got to train to be what these guys do. And the only way to do that is you got to start anywhere where there's a gym, anywhere where there's a ring, anywhere where there's a hope. 805-996-0192 is the first phone number you'll need in your step to becoming a pro wrestler. There's a lot of places to train, but the newest one is right here on the Central Coast. So hit us up, SenCal Pro Wrestling. We are here to stay. We are live from the 805 for the Classic Connection. Buddy Royal, Levi Shapiro, and myself, Jimmy Ray, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the return broadcast, SenCal Pro Radio. Tune in next week when we return. Take care, everyone. Business.